Investors in 2015 spent $700,000 to install the system, which was designed to load tankers anchored in Silver Bay. It's made of 1,400 feet of 24-inch plastic pipe, high-visibility floating buoys, and a manifold to connect it to the park's bulk water terminal on shore. Terry Trapp, the CEO of Alaska Bulk Water, Inc., told the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park at its meeting on May 4th that he thought taking the pipeline off his hands would put Sitka in a good position for the future. He spoke via teleconference.
What Sitka has up there, with the quantity of water that you have, with the deep water port, having this loading station that the city would own would make it just an awful lot of sense. But you'd be in a position where somebody else like us wouldn't have to come in and go through the expensive process of trying to figure out, well, how are we going to build and what are we going to build in order to be able to load water?
Trapp was offering the pipeline to Sitka for $400,000, roughly $300,000 less than he paid to design and install it. The board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park declined the offer, but it was not a matter of money. Sitka has $1.4 million in cash deposits paid by Trapp, which were to be credited back to him when Alaska Bulk Water began to ship and sell water. Essentially, Trapp was asking the board to buy back the pipeline with his own money. Board member Hugh Bevan thought it was a good deal, but he couldn't find a way to justify the purchase.
If we had somebody standing by that wanted to buy water with this system, we would want to hop right on it. Got a bad chicken and egg scenario right now.
Board member Dan Jones, on the other hand, opposed the purchase on any terms. He believed that there were outstanding liens on the pipeline that could land in Sitka's lap.
We have communication that indicates that whereas Terry paid for all this pipe, he paid a general contractor who then didn't pay the supplier for the pipe.
Jones didn't elaborate further, except to say that he thought a legal opinion would be in order should the motion to purchase the pipe win approval. The board was already leaning against the deal when it asked Public Works Director Michael Harmon for his opinion. Harmon responded that he didn't see where purchasing the pipe fit in with other priorities at the park, like building a multi-purpose dock or landslide mitigation. Ultimately, the purchase failed to pass muster with the board, with only member Sheila Finkenbinder in support of advancing the deal to the Sitka Assembly, who would make a final decision. After the no vote, Park Board Chairman Scott Wagner wondered aloud if Sitka should revisit its model for bulk water sales. "No one's moved a drop of water," he said. "I wonder if we should do something different." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.